Pope says the church is not a string of no's. 15th of August, 2006. This is Reverend Zimulator for UNnews. Vatican City, Italy. Pope Benedict said in an interview aired on Sunday that Catholicism should not be seen as a, quote, collection of prohibitions, unquote, because of bans on gay marriage, abortion, and contraception, and most other things. Quote, Christianity, Catholicism, isn't a collection of prohibitions, it's a list of demands, which frankly I think people should meet, because we know where you live, and Jesus is watching, always watching. He's watching you, especially when you're naked. Nakedness is a sin. I myself have never been naked, unquote, the 79-year-old Pope said. Quote, it's a positive option. We've heard so much about it, about what is not allowed, that now it's time to say we have a positive idea to offer. I don't know what it is, but it is very definitely nice. Benedict, responding to a question about the Church's positions against abortion, contraceptions, and homosexual marriage, said, quote, so firstly, it's important to stress what we want, less faggots and more AIDS. Secondly, we can also say that we don't want something. I believe we need to see and reflect on the fact that it's a Catholic invention that man and woman are made for each other so that humanity can go on living. All cultures know this, unquote, he said. Asked if the Church should not revise some of its defensive positions, particularly regarding its opposition to everything non-Catholic, the Pope acknowledged it had better learn how to stress the positive. Quote, we need to do this, above all, in dialogue with other cultures and religions, you know, those evil ones, whose beliefs aren't really true. I want to stress that if any Catholics talk to these people, they'll go straight to hell right now, unquote, he said, adding that some Africans and Asians were horrified by the coldness of Western rationality. We believe a return to vague, irrational superstitions, centering on a fear of some kind of fiery horned goat god, will help alleviate these fears. Fear breeds irrationality, and irrationality is what we, and possibly God, want. Unquote. A greater role for women? Benedict also said that the Church was reflecting much about the role of women, but repeated they could not become priests because Christ chose only men as his apostles to avoid their wicked lies and vile, whorish ways. He suggested, however, that the canon, or church law, which currently restricts the high-level decision-making to ordained males, may someday be changed to give women more power in the Church, short of priesthood, or any real power. Quote, we will have a try, and listen to God so as not to stand in the way of women. We certainly don't want to block their path into the kitchen. I mean, someone has to make tea. One day, perhaps, they could make biscuits as well, unquote, he said. He said he would call more meetings of cardinals from around the world to consult and hear their opinions on church issues so they could decide on God's opinion on church issues. Asked about AIDS, Pope said he believed public opinion had treated the Church unfairly because of its position against condoms or stopping the spread of the disease, especially in Africa. Quote, In many areas in Africa, following the destruction of war, the Church is the only structure that remains intact. We cannot be destroyed by conventional weapons. This is a fact. But we do offer treatment for AIDS. This treatment is called death. We know it is the only salvation from the faggot cancer. Christ has ordained this, unquote. So I think we should correct that image that sees the Church as spreading severe no's. Instead, we will supply mildly, definitely nots. The Pope freely discussed personal aspects of his job. Quote, to tell the truth, I'm not that lonely. God is with me. He is always there, just like the risk of cancer, unquote. He said, when asked if he sometimes felt separated from the world because of the rigors of his job, he replied, quote, it is really tiring, all those long lines of boys, young boys in revealing white gowns who I have to talk to one at a time in private when the police aren't watching and no one can hear the muffled screams. You know, the ones who sometimes turn up dead 2 weeks later in a drainage ditch with their heads missing and all the blood drained from their bodies, but the police won't find any fingerprints because whoever did it wore gloves, like these ones I'm wearing right now. The ones with the blood stains on them. Well, that's nothing to do with me, thank God. Really, it isn't. It's not like I extracted their essence or on some kind of blood altar and then drank it out of a golden goblet, is it? Unquote. On planning future trips, he said, I have to say, I have never felt strong enough to travel except during the hours of darkness when the powers of evil are exalted. I often go on long trips when the moon is full, unquote. Apart from Germany in September, he is scheduled to visit Turkey in November and Brazil next year. The visit to Germany takes place against a backdrop of dwindling interest in Nazism and consensual sodomy, which the Pope describes as saddening. Simulator for On News. Thank you for suffering.